This is kind of a funny story because you'd think it was all my idea, but it wasn't. It was my husband, Larry, who produces the records, and he's a trumpet player in Spirits of Havana. And, you know, we started with, I was 3 years ago doing them, taking what's called Jazz Safari to Cuba. So that was Canadian tourists that are donors to the radio jazz radio station here in Toronto, Jazz 91 FM. And there was about 40 of us, and we were down for the jazz festival in Havana. And I organized a jam session with some of the Cuban musicians that I knew, Barbie Caracas and Yasek Manzano and a bunch of other folks, in the hotel, one of the hotel rooms. And this young singer I met named Dainey, she was just 19 at the time, she was in the hotel, and she told me she was a singer. And I said, hey, you know, come to the jam session. So she came to the jam session, and I was just really surprised by her force and her incredibly mature voice, her spirit, you know, amongst all these male musicians and just myself. I hadn't really seen that before, you know, with a young girl like that. And I invited her a few months later to come to Toronto because I was musical director of a benefit show that went, the money's, it's called Sistering, and it goes to women at risk, so you know, women that are in crises and et cetera. So I convinced the organizers to let me bring her because I said, you know, I think this would be, she'd be great in the show. It's like four singers on stage with me, and she brought the house down. She was the hit of the whole show, and I was very happy, and I thought, you know what, you know, I'm going to continue to mentor her and try and help her. And I left, you know, I gave her my iPod with all these great jazz vocalists on it to take back to Cuba because, you know, they don't have those kind of resources. And she was like really studying that stuff. And then with Larry, you know, he suggested to me, you know, we've been working in the schools. We take instruments. I have a program called Spirit of Music where we take instruments down to Cuba. We've been doing this for, I don't know, 20 years now. We've there's 25 conservatories in Cuba, and five of them are in Havana, and we've gone to all of them, and some of the other ones, too, in Santiago. And I was always surprised, like, you know, like 70% of the students are women. But then what happens? Like, they get, like, a good 10, 15 years of training. They start them when they're 8 years old. They work their way up through the music system there, very organized conservatory program, and then I don't see any of them out on the scene playing. I don't, you know, I see them, they're hanging out with their boyfriend musicians, guys, but they're not out playing, and I thought this was really strange, and Larry said, well, why haven't we mentored any of these girls, you know? We've had all these great musicians come through our group, Pedrito Martinez, Daphne Prieto, I mean, the list goes on. All these guys have come through Spirits of Havana. We haven't helped any women out. And I was like, wow, that's really, really true. Let's think about this. And so that's when I decided, Larry decided, we decided collectively, he produced himself out of the band, that we would go down and sort of talent scout and put together an all-woman group. And that's how it happened. And with Dainey, with the main singer Dainey, who's the one original one I was talking to you about, we went out and found she was the one because she's on the scene there. So it's like I checked out four different piano players and chose Dana on piano, and she was like wonderful classical piano player who was just starting to play jazz. Of course, Yissy Garcia is so well, you know, she's very well known. She's been out on the scene for a few years now, but her dad's one of the great drummers, Bernardo Garcia, who played with Arturo Sandoval and a number of other people. We put the group together.